Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I want to do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
Episode 185 of The Shaft, recorded on May 29th, 2014.
I'm Brett Copeland.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
I'm Afro Monkey.
And I am Maz, and welcome to The Shaft
Podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know. I felt like there's some dead space. I didn't fill it up with a word.
I was going to see who was going to say something weird next.
Yeah,
we're back.
You guys got a lime on you?
We don't have a lime.
Oh, God. Oh, God. So, we got a great show today. We got some sponsors to talk about. Our journeys, of course, and then some news where we'll be talking about some some goats, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great listener contributions. Same thing as abutions. And as always, excavation stations. So tune in. Don't miss it. In a blink of an eye.
That's right. Don't turn it off.
It is The Shaft.
This is.
That sounds weird.
Yeah. What the hell are you doing?
I'm kidding.
Wait, hold on. Let's go. Steamroll this thing.
Let's just like. I don't think that's such a good idea.
I hate you so much right now.
No, this is great stuff today. So you may know we've switched to Patreon for our sponsorships, and it's doing great. We've got like 22 patrons now.
Yes.
Sweet.
We still have a few that are on the old system of the sponsors, and that's fine. But if you want to switch over to the patron, which is at the patreon.com/deadworkersparty, you'll actually get benefit for those sponsorships. Eventually, we'll actually move the individual and server sponsorships as well. Mm-hmm. But until then, we did get a couple sponsorships today. The first one is from A Beautiful Day, who says,
"Love my creeper. Thanks for the show and all your work, guys."
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't know why I read it that way.
Yeah, that was weird. It was like a robot came out or something.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. A beautiful day.
You're welcome.
That was a beautiful message.
Thank you very much.
And the next one rhymes with Patreon. It's from Baratheon, who says, "Join TimCraft RPG-styled survival build server with a custom protection command where users can protect their own lots from grief and a dynamic shop. Come join our community at timgaming.com.
That sounds interesting. We might need to check that out.
It's a dynamic shop, not a dynamite shop.
To see how well this plot protection code works, because, we can grief the hell out of some people.
Yeah, well, we should try it. We should try it. And we should learn to code Java, make our own mods, or we can grief people who want to, or make incredible mods for people to enjoy. But to do that, we should head on over to Imagination Computer Camps at computercamps.com. They actually have a Minecraft Extreme program, which you can get to at computercamps.com/Minecraft/Xtreme/overview.html. Or just go to computercamps.com and look for the links to it. They have a 2-week sleepover camp, which will bring together a bunch of Minecraft enthusiasts from all over America and across the world. The camp is located at the beautiful Bentley University near Boston.
Nice.
So that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Not too hot during the summer, I bet. Great, nice.
It can be, but when I was up north during the summer, it was a lot more comfortable than being in the south.
Exactly. And while you're there, you can learn to code Java and learn how to create original mods for yours and my favorite game, Minecraft.
Minecraft Camp.
So head on over and see what Imagination Computer Camps has to offer at computercamps.com, and we sure do appreciate it.
Shanks.
from the Minecraft Daily. News and updates.
Skip a segment.
Well, we'll go to it later, Norman.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we're gonna randomize things today.
Just roll the dice. Let's do this.
Just let it happen.
I like it.
So we're gonna get into some news first, and then later jump back into tell you about our weeks. First off, here there was a patch for the PS3. It's a 1.06 was released. 4J Studios, of course, is the people involved with that. And it includes two new texture packs and two fresh skin packs.
Hmm. Nice.
The things that we hate because, well, you have to buy skins just to have a... unique skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I was looking at this a little more today. These skin packs, like, I thought maybe they come with, like, 10 skins or something. The skin pack I saw came with, like, 40 skins.
Oh.
And some, like, maps. And this is, we'll actually talk about this in a section. This one comes with a candy texture pack, a natural texture pack, skin pack 2, battle and beast skin pack 2, and a bunch of fixes. Now, in the story that I'm reading, it doesn't really say what's in that skin pack. But if we move on down to the third story here, to the Halo mashup pack, it was released yesterday for $3.99. And I don't know if y'all have had a chance to read this yet, but it actually came with a the Halo texture set, user interface, craftable items, and 31 music packs. Well, the skins, it's 40 characters from the Halo universe.
Oh, okay.
It came with pre-made worlds based on the unique locations from Halo, and plus some other, you know, some nifty stuff in there. So, like,
that's pretty good for $4,
like,
right?
Okay, like that. Mm-hmm. That's more value than just the skins by themselves.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I can understand that.
Yeah, it starts to make more sense, and I don't know if maybe the feedback of people going, come on, 10 skins?
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, here's 40. You know, like, start giving you value for your $4. Like, this is value, and I'm good with this.
So you can get Master Chief in any color you like.
So
40 colors.
So that's a penny a skin? Is that how it's... Is that right?
I'm not sure your math is 40.
Plus
40
or minus
skins.
A zero?
40 skins.
Yeah, zeros don't matter that much, do they? I guess
No, not really. So for $4 million, you can support the Shaft each and every week. Because, you know, what's a few zeros?
Yes, right? Yeah. You come and go.
Okay, and the last story we got here is it's actually about another game.
Yeah.
So the Goat Simulator and their 1.1 update is going to include a Minecraft minigame.
Oh.
That's weird.
How? Yeah. Like, would you go up to an arcade machine and play Minecraft as a goat? Or I don't get it.
The picture that's at the head of the dock, because I haven't read this article, but it shows
It's pixelated.
Building in the middle of the street.
Yeah, I mean, it's blocks, you know? Yeah,
some dirt blocks.
And the goat is a pixelated goat, a very low polygon goat.
Yeah.
So... That's cool, man. I mean, we have this game. We've done a couple of episodes on the channel. And
I actually, you know? After watching some of the Dead Workers Party episodes of Goat Simulator, purchased it myself.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
It's an interesting game.
And I think for the most part, people are getting their information about it just from the images. But it does appear that maybe you'll be able to build actually in... Goat Simulator. So it's like they're saying it's a sandbox within a sandbox.
Yeah.
Well,
Goat Simulator is supposed to be this whole like meta thing anyway. So that just kind of fits into their whole theme.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about you, but these pictures all look doctored to me and that they don't look legit.
Kind of fakey.
All.
Well, that's kind of what the game looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much doctored and not too legit.
Yeah.
But the like the shadows aren't casting on any of the Minecraft assets there. I'm not convinced really a thing.
I mean, you're right, but it's like the game, like you said, the game is very glitchy and very weird. Okay. Like,
and it's done pretty much intentionally.
Yeah, it's almost like they made it with Gmod.
Yeah.
Kind of seems like.
That's a good comparison. Yeah. It's fun, but it just doesn't look right.
Yeah.
So no Goat Simulator podcast coming out soon?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Maybe not a podcast, but a video or two.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah. I'll do a couple vids. Check it out. Skeptical Mass.
Spread our love all over it.
Yeah. Oh, boy, yeah. Hey,
spread it on.
Spread the love.
That creamy butter.
Man, that one fell apart at the end.
Yeah.
That's okay. Usually does. But hey, guess what? I don't know. Guess.
We've been doing all of the things.
I actually haven't played Minecraft
in probably 4 shows. So I don't know why I'm on this podcast anymore. I don't play the game.
You're finally on par with the rest of the hosts of this show.
Well, I've played almost every day this past week.
Yeah, we've ramped it up. We have ramped it up.
So Maz, I hate to tell you, but you and Mir, we're the odd man's out now.
Well, we're gonna try to fix that tonight.
It's equalized.
We're gonna try to fix that.
I'm opening it right now. Oh my god, it's got a 4 gig update. How long has it been?
Speaking of, hopped on the Shaftlands a couple times. It was kind of early, so there weren't many people on. Mm-hmm. So there's no one that can prove or disprove me saying that I was there. But you can see another addition to my slum castle.
Oh, yeah.
The tower that you keep building and people keep falling off of.
Yeah. sometimes steps don't go anywhere.
Yeah, Bit's still mad about that, by the way.
Yes.
He'll forgive me. But we're just building it up and up. And I think someone's building right kind of next to it. And every time I'm like, hey, there's this taller. Like, they keep adding like a block or two above theirs. And I'm like, no, not going to happen. It's going to be the tallest slum towers in the Shaftlands.
And then he's going to start renting out spots in it.
Yeah. For whatever I need. Like, man, I need more meat. But people have been killing my cows and hanging my chickens.
Now, I saw Bit, because he was streaming from the Shaftlands.
Yeah.
And he would go in, and he would kill some cows, but he was breeding them as well.
Yeah. So that's good. That's how it works, right? Yeah.
I don't know if your other neighbors are jerks. And
well, there were actually signs there that said, this is what happens when you don't come to the Shaftlands. We hang your chickens. And then there were like posts up on the wall where obviously they had hung chickens from.
And they wrote the message in chicken blood.
Chicken blood.
Oh.
Has the Shaftlands turned into the Lord of the, not Lord of the Rings,
Lord of the Flies?
Yeah.
You got to have the conch shell to talk on it. Peggy! Also, we put up another episode of the Block Party, the Oxcast Complete
Pack.
Or
2 or 3.
Nice.
Yeah, actually, I guess there's a few. We built some statues.
That's right. Yeah, the latest one. Yeah, we got statues going on. Just figuring out the mods.
A statue of me?
Yes.
Brent made me tear it down.
You liar.
And then we tore it down.
I made one of you and Maz.
Yeah, then we tore it down. But
and then we destroyed
they're
them.
They're going back out. Just in a different place.
Yeah. Well, we have
I
this
hate
like,
those guys.
Yeah.
I'm just going to build a statue of them so I can destroy it.
Break off their
so
arms.
Much.
No, I'm just going to build a statue of them, but it'll look extremely like a penis.
Very similar.
Ooh, maybe we can find Mr. Lever Lover and do a statue of
Mr. Lever Lover.
Lever Lover. Have you been told what project to work on yet? You were thinking about like a ride and then you were going to figure it out later. Have you guys settled on anything, or are you just still
laying foundation? It's kind of what we ran into with the Ender Files. There's so much in just playing the game that you've got to deal with before you can actually like dig into anything. So it's like, it's like you're trying to do the stuff and then it's like, I'm out of food and I'm dying again. And and I can't kill something because I'm out of swords and I need armor and I need.
Seems like it's going to take so many episodes. Like the goal that we chose is
pretty epic,
a pretty ambitious goal, because this is a goal you set for a creative mode. It's not a goal you set for survival. You know what I mean? Like, so our survival goal is just we're going to live. That just sounds boring, right?
Yeah.
So we might as well go for the gold. Even if we don't reach the top of the mountain, we're going to climb it.
Yeah. So we're we started doing a lot more playing outside of recording to deal with the survival aspect.
And
yes.
And for Enderfiles, that's kind of why I started doing Ad Afro Monkey.
Right.
I just don't want to get too far ahead and you guys log in and be like, what the hell is all this stuff around here?
You made a road between our outpost and home. And
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
It's fun, though. Like, with the hats, too. Like, we got hats. You kill people, and then you can morph into them. Man, there's so many mods. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, like boats. Like, there's these huge boats you can make.
Yeah, yeah. The sails. So it's,
yeah, like two huge sails. Like, not the... Yeah, I mean, it's just
we
crazy.
We want to do that, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we got to make some machinery. And so, anyway...
How do you split your time between that and the Enderfiles? Because I used to have trouble just focusing on one world alone. And if you've got to survive in both, how do you...
Well, here's how we do that. We just don't do Enderfiles.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it's
right?
We haven't recorded that in a month.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while.
That better be changing after this show.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. So hopefully we can do some of that tonight. But it's like we kind of split it up, so like while Eric's editing like the last episode we did, like I'll go ahead and like kind of finish up some of the survival projects, like trying to defenses and things like that. And so that's kind of how we've been splitting the time a little bit, and it seems to be working out. I think we're going to be able to get more meat in the next episodes.
Pork chops.
Sweet.
Pork chops, yeah. Because we don't have many cows around there.
No, we need to slaughter more cows.
And then hopefully after the show, hopefully we can do some Enderfiles like we've been talking about.
Yeah!
So,
and after that, I'm going to have a Mario Party.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mario Kart 8.
Remember those epic? That's how we met. Isn't it?
No, I don't even... Probably, I think. But those were awesome.
And Maz is going to join the streaming crew, it sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah. Did we ever even talk about hopefully that? This Mario Party will be... will be on this very Twitch channel.
Nice. So, and I don't know if we have talked about it. Do you want to talk more about it?
Sure, yeah. So we started a network of streamers on our Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/deadworkersparty. And just our close friends are kind of on a schedule doing streaming. So you'll see them streaming with or without us, but just it's people we game with. And, you know, it's kind of our crew. And it's really awesome. So, I mean, come to the channel and follow because there's always kind of something going on. A wide variety of games are being streamed by really cool people.
Alice has been streaming some Fez in the mornings. And
Fez, get out of my life. I finished that game 100%.
Get out of my life.
I finished it.
But Kevin has also been streaming some Smite in the morning. Bitburner. And I've been joining him sometimes, has been streaming some Arma 3 in the evenings, and we've been doing some squad play in Wasteland and Breaking Point. I mean, a lot of diversity in games that we've been playing.
And I've noticed that whenever I log on to see what's going on the channel, there's nothing there because I'm in a different time zone. So maybe I'll fill it.
I mean,
that was the idea.
I hear Maz is good at filling the holes, so it should work out pretty good.
I am the best at that. Watertight. You'll be watertight by the time I'm done.
Like a duck underwater, right?
Like, eventually, and we will never get to the point of 24/7, but having as many people, you know, filling these different time slots so that we just stream more and provide more content for our subscribers is a great thing.
Right.
And tomorrow night, I think we're kind of trying to plan this, is that we're going to, me and Deffy Jones are going to stream some Mario Kart 8.
Oh, my hot penis! I need to get it and you can compete against me.
Yeah, right? So,
And I know this is totally changing the subject, but isn't that the one where you can get like a Mercedes-Benz in now? Or you will be able to in like DLC.
I hadn't heard that. I don't know. Is that true?
I think it might be.
They're hinting at Birdo as DLC. In the game, there's a poster of Birdo, Peach, and Daisy saying the women of racing or something like that. Even though Birdo's a dude, but anyway, that's a thing.
Birdo's got a freaky mouth. That's all I gotta say.
it's like a gay man's part.
anyway,
That'll happen. This is not PG. What's going on? So there are some things in the game, if you look closely, that hint towards obvious DLC. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, hasn't even been already excited about the DLC.
And speaking of like other outside kind of projects, we got two things. A, the Patreon we mentioned at the front of the show.
Yeah.
We actually do a daily podcast for some of the Patreons. I think that's the $5 level. Mm-hmm. Morning Coffee, and it's been going swimmingly. Got a new song yesterday on one of them.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's a fun. I still want to.
Albeit lately, because I've been actually working at work, I've been waking up way later than I normally do. So by the time I wake up, you guys are probably already finished Morning Coffee. But
I'd be surprised some days. Because, I mean, there's nights when we've been up to like 4 in the morning, so we'd, you know, come in at
when
like
we
noon.
Get here is yeah. when we do it.
Yeah. Yeah. But so sometimes, like definitely Thursdays, we usually do it at about 1. Like after
I'll have to, if I'm up and coherent, mostly, I'll have to shoot you a message on Twitter, not Twitter, but on whatever.
Yeah.
And see if you guys are up to letting the Afro join in on the phone.
Yeah, definitely always.
Yeah, yeah.
And lastly, or not lastly for the segment, but and maybe, I don't know. But next Thursday, Eric and I leave out of here to go to ArcadiaCon in Galveston, Texas. We're going to be running the whole stream for the whole weekend. So if you can't go, we would love to meet you and see you if you are. I know Aztec's going. Can't wait for that. But if you can't, be sure to turn into the stream. We'll be streaming during the days on ArcadiaCon on Twitch. Mm-hmm. And at night, we'll be rerunning whatever we stream during the day on the Dead Workers channel.
Yes.
So be sure to tune in for all that.
It'll be super sweet.
Super sweet.
Super sweet. Super sweet.
So my week.
Your week, how has it been?
It sounds dull. Why would you tell anyone?
Actually, the great thing about it is that it's been mostly filled with work-related stuff, and I haven't been doing much gaming, but it's work-related stuff that I like doing. I'm setting up a new HD router at work, and we're about a week and a half from putting it fully online, and I'm very excited about that. I just need $18,000 more equipment to arrive.
Ooh. Oh, good.
Oh, good. That should be.
I was right. I was right. You shouldn't have told anyone that.
No. It's
absolutely.
It's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely.
So that was my week. So Brent, why don't you hit that next bumper? Oh, wait.
Actually, we have a listener contributed. Buted? This has been contributed to us from a
contribution.
I'm not even going to tell you who sent this bumper in. I'm going to let you guess. Here it is. I promise. Here it is.
Listener contributions, snipping it in the Shaft Podcast 185.
Yeah. Beautiful. Hey, can you guess who that was from? Can you guess?
No,
Obama.
No, I
think Obama sent that in.
Yep. Oh, no. Well, God, a guy named...
He's good at beatboxing, isn't he, that Obama? Obumsies, as we like to call him.
We like to call that one an O-bumper.
O-bumper. Nice one.
Obama Lama Bing
Bang. By the way, Brent's full of it. That came from JBJ Blaze, our good friend.
JBJ Blaze.
Who could be Obama. We don't know.
He does a really good Obama if that was JBJ Blaze.
We never know. Never know.
We never know.
I think we're fairly certain now.
What else we're certain about is that we work to get you some great deals, and if you want a free month of video, of TV, movies, all that you can watch in a month, you can go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty, and it helps the show out. Also,
if
you're not into movies and you just like listening to stuff, you can go to audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty and get a free month. And a free book.
I saw something on Twitter that I want to try regarding Netflix.
Y'all.
Uh-huh.
Netflix Roulette, where you click on it And I didn't even go to the site because I was at work.
That's weird. I've never heard of that.
But apparently you click on it and it randomly loads a Netflix movie. And you
that's the worst idea.
That's the worst.
Sit there and watch it. And I'm like, that's probably the worst yet best idea ever.
What if we do that one night and we stream like us watching and commenting over
it?
Yeah.
Like a Mystery Science Theater kind of thing, we can tell everybody what movie it picked for us, and they can all go watch it if they have Netflix. If they don't, they can sign up. You know, on the link.
We could just illegally stream it for them.
Well, probably shouldn't stream the movie.
Let's not do that.
But we can stream us watching the movie, and if everybody's watching in sync, they can hear our comments over it.
Yeah. That's
I'm
weird.
I'm spinning the roulette. We're watching Lost in Thailand.
This
Chinese comedy caper tracks the competition between two managers for control over their company, which has developed a miraculous new product. Wow.
Sounds hilarious.
Well,
it looks pretty good. This might be a thing.
Just imagine doing that, but it being extremely intoxicated at the time.
Look who's talking now is what we'll watch. Oh, wow.
Look, he's talking now.
Jeez. I think that's one of Eric's favorite. I think you just actually hit his playlist.
Yeah, I got the shirt and the poster.
John Travolta.
Yeah.
I got right there next to the boxers. Too Close for Comfort.
Murphy's Law, whatever her name was.
Murphy Brown? Murphy's Brown Law?
Murphy's Law.
Murphy Brown Note.
Oh, jeez. Anyway, so today we have some contributed things from listeners.
We do.
One from Uncle Maurice.
Hi, I'm Uncle Maurice.
And he says, hey guys, my little son has been playing Minecraft a lot for a while now, and he loves listening to the show while playing. He also says that Maz was his favorite host.
What do you mean was?
We didn't want to just break this out to you, but, due to budgeting.
This might be your last, episode. Anyway, what do you think about that? Thanks and keep up the great work.
Yeah. Could you set as your Patreon goals when you hit a certain amount, Maz comes back as a host? That'd be great.
Well, we want you to come to the U.S. and live in our commune we're starting.
I know. Yeah. You want to tie me to your attic. Lock me in your...
What does that mean?
Roof.
It's an Australian thing.
People tie people to people's attics over there all the time. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. And make them play with their bats and spiders and snakes and alligators and cane toads. Like, holy crap, why aren't you dead yet from just Australia? Like,
we are survivors down here, I tell you what.
I'm very surprised that, like, at birth, like, most Australians just don't just croak, like, just fall over and croak right then.
Like, breathe the Australian air and go, can't take it.
Yeah.
We have a very good care program here.
Well, you know, sometimes the dingo just eats the babies.
Sometimes
that happens.
It's natural selection, you know? But one of the rules is you have to give birth out in the Great Australian Bush. And if you come back, if the mother comes back with child, then hooray, it's beach party. But if not, then... You know, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Don't all Australian babies come out of the Australian bush?
That's correct. I mean, yes, it's bushception out here.
Is that not?
But true? Thanks for letting your little son listen to the show. That's pretty cool. Hello, and thanks, Uncle Maurice. I guess we'll get on to the next one.
I'm gonna pass out. Here I go. I'm blacking out.
You guys,
it's going.
He's blacking out.
Are these listener contributions recent, or are these from a file from thousands of years ago? Would they still be listening?
They're relatively recent.
Wow, I seriously nearly blacked out there.
Wow, that was crazy.
We had a Brent and Afro Monkey breakage right there.
Wow, nice timing on that one. So let's move on from Iron Waffle. Says, I noticed something I've never noticed before.
Ooh.
You guys don't use pop filters on your microphones. Why is that? Do they have them built in? Or is there another reason you don't use them?
We have natural, naturally gifted radio voices, and inside we've developed a callus around the mouth that stops P's and S's and T's from spackling the mic. Is that true?
I actually just use my beard as a pop filter.
Yeah, speak through your beard.
Yeah.
I mean, these technically have some foam around diaphragm, I guess, is actually the word for it.
Something else is also located in the
Anyway, but really, I guess we're just getting better of like talking not into the mic, but like, you know. Anyway,
I like to talk past
the big thing
the mic
with
and lick it a little bit.
Yeah, the big thing was that for years and years we had those pop filters, and they cover your mouth. They're giant, and it's just like you're talking to this big round.
It's like the baseball catchers podcast. Yeah. It all looked like we had like catcher's mask on while we're talking.
So we started shopping for mics, and one of the things that we wanted to get was something with a small pop screen. And some of the newer mics that are condenser mics that are pointed at your mouth have these tiny little pop screens. So we almost got some of those, and then I think, Brent, you found these crazy ones.
Had nothing to do with the lights in them.
Yeah, and they have lights, and they're chrome, and they kind of...
retro look. Well, not kind of. Yeah. They have a retro look to them.
Yeah, like it kind of reminded me of like old radio style a little bit. Yeah, you know, like having that, and it had the cool stands, even though we don't use them. The lights, I'll be honest, were really cool. But also Heil, like that has always been like since we started podcasting. Heil has always been kind of like, oh, they make awesome audio equipment. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of like all that in ones, and it's like, yeah, let's do it.
They're a pretty nice penny, clean. But they're worth every dime.
But poor Maz over there, he doesn't have these mics. He has a big old pop screen to cover his face.
Yeah, I got a big old pop screen, and if I use this is what it would look like if I used mine. So there you go. I'll do the rest of the show with it.
Cool.
I feel like I'm going fencing or something.
Batter up!
Yeah, like a fencing mask.
Touche!
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what they normally use to keep the spiders from just flinging you in the eye when you walk around Australia.
The African bush. Or the Australian bush.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Well, we're getting into some totally different bush.
Totally different. Yeah. Anyway,
let's say Africa.
I got bit in the bush.
Australia.
He said Africa.
Oh.
Dabba.
Quit putting words in your mouth.
I put words in my mouth. God. You need to stop doing that. Anyway, what's the next one?
Dabo Sweeney says, "Hi, guys! I am just making this to say that one of Bebop Fox Minecraft Mondays a while ago, he said that Minecon was in Stockholm, England, or something like that in England. I might have been dreaming, but I just wanted to put this in, and maybe you can ask him if it's true."
Well, maybe ask him.
Dabo Sweeney, your voice is just... so shrill and don't speak again, but ask him yourself.
Well, ask him, call him up for us, Eric.
Give him a ring.
Yeah, you got him? You got him on there? Okay. Hey, Bebop.
Hey, guys.
Hi, I'm Bebop Vox. And
can you tell us about the rumor about Stockholm, England?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Bebop Vox.
What? We know that.
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Bebop Vox.
Okay, apparently you can't hear, so we'll have to call him back later.
You just can't get past the introductions, can you?
It's weird.
He needs people to know who he is.
What we're trying to say is that we are not Bebop or any other guest messenger service.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't being that big of a douche.
I am. But I know for a fact that Bebop loves questions, and he loves questions.
He does?
Yeah, he's a question lover.
He does. So, I mean, don't be shy about asking him yourself.
So, instead of wondering if it was a dream, how about you just watch that episode again and find out whether you dreamt it or not? Is that not... Google it, for why don't people know...
there's a partial bleep right there.
I got it. I took care of it. Don't worry.
Google! Why do people not... Google anything anymore?
Well,
I'm gonna Google it now. I'll find out for you.
This is from the guy who hates Google.
Yeah,
he's telling you to Google something.
Yeah, you're a Google hater.
What's the other one? I'm gonna Bing. I'll Bing it. I'm gonna Bing it. Bing.com.
He's just going off.
Also, as Air Chandler pointed out, Stockholm is not in England.
I believe that's Sweden.
Sweden. That's, the land of no birds.
Land of no birds.
Yep, they don't have a single bird over there.
Nope.
Not one.
Not two.
Are you ready?
Yes.
It's in Europe. that's all the information I have.
Cool.
Wow.
Inside, you get all the info right here on the shaft.
You heard it here first.
I'm pretty sure it's in London, isn't it? Right? Isn't that what we confirmed?
Yeah,
You're assuming I remember stuff.
Yeah. London. Japan? London, England, folks. London,
yeah.
Heard it here first if you hadn't heard it anywhere else. Right?
Which
that's
you probably
true, obviously.
except for Double Sweeney, everyone else has heard it somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, isn't it time maybe for them to have it in Stockholm, Sweden?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to have it in Europe anyway. Have it there. Yep. Oh, they're scared of everybody like coming to the office, I bet.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Mm. Overrunning the place.
The truth of it is it hasn't been confirmed yet. They did tweet, Lydia did tweet that it was going to be in Europe, but that's as much information as she's going to give.
Yeah.
Because
she's
sneaky sneak McSneak sneaks.
Yeah.
So.
But we
looks
have
like
some.
2015 for Australia, Minecon.
But see,
on
we.
On the sunny beaches of Bondi Beach.
We have some inside information. It's in London, England. Go ahead and buy your airplane tickets and be ready. By the way, I take that back. Make sure you get a Minecon ticket first.
Yeah. And
hey, keep it safe. Right? Mm-hmm. We got like a 1 in 10 chance of being right,
Brent,
no matter what. Right?
Brent is one of my best friends, and I don't trust him, so do you people shouldn't either.
What? I'm telling you heard it here first. I will put a creeper plushie that someone won that we haven't mailed out yet, but it is signed finally. We had to find a Sharpie. It's going out.
Yes.
Congrats. Oh, I thought you were going to put that up as collateral.
I am. I'm putting there, not there, because then we have to keep it. But we got another one.
Okay.
If it's not
I
London,
was about to say, you can't give someone else's prize away.
I can, but that would make me a jerk. A big
hey,
jerk.
You didn't let me finish the sentence.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go on. Call me a jerk.
You're a jerk.
There you go.
Okay. Speaking of
jerks.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
So this next one. Comes from is it Giraton?
Giraton.
He's the one that's been making the Minecraft trading card game.
Yes,
and he's been keeping us updated. So in this one, he writes, "Hey guys, I finished creating the print sheets for the Minecraft trading card game. The game is now ready, so I thought I may as well let you guys be one of the first to try it." And he gave us a link to where we can go ahead and download it and print out the sheets for ourselves. The kit contains the rules, deck lists, and images that you can print out so you can be able to build your decks in the deck list. I haven't tried the game myself yet, as I haven't had a chance to print, so please note all issues in the game. I need feedback. Thanks for all the support you guys have... thanks for all the support, guys. Have fun and keep the podcast going. P.S. Yeah. Brent, you got my name right. Yay! Mass got it right the first time.
I always get names right. Just ask Rajan.
But how did you say it? Giraton.
Giraton.
Yeah.
Giraton?
We know that.
Oh, Giraton.
It's easy.
Why
are people trying to give
I can barely again? Say my own name, let alone someone else's.
So, yeah, we should...
I'm downloading it right now, so that could be
sweet.
A thing.
Cool.
So yeah, I'll download it after this.
Well, I will actually try it.
So we got to try this and make a video of it.
Yeah, maybe print out a couple decks and play it and then take it to ArcadiaCon, let some people play it. And
start a tournament.
Sell it.
And, you know, our contact at Jazzmere said they may be interested in it, too. So
sweet. Yeah,
definitely
yeah.
Take a look at it
yeah.
When it's flushed out and done. So.
Yeah, yes.
And right. This next one.
I want
to. Oh, sorry.
Babadoo.
Babadabop.
Nah. Babadoo. Nah.
No, Mass. Don't let my interruption of you saying stuff.
Nah, it's over.
Oh, dude. That
just makes me sad.
So you guys want to hear from JBJ Blaze?
No.
Yeah.
why the long pause?
Yeah. Now, let me get this straight. This is the one no one's listened to yet, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
No one's heard this before. This is brand new content.
Absolutely. Let's
right
play
here.
This.
All right. Here it is.
Hello there, Shafties. This is JBJ
Blaze,
and I hope you've enjoyed my new bumper, the a cappella.
Thingamagummery. Anyways, I'm here with a new update. I am on my way to finishing the rest of the Shaft episode 145 with Lydia Winters, and I'm just letting you know that tonight on my Twitch channel, I hope that it's not a bad thing that I'm talking about that channel thing, but anyways, I am gonna be streaming the finale of the Shaft Catch Up, which will celebrate the day that I finally finish the Shaft. Catching up, that is. See us, and thanks for the great show. Bye-bye.
So cool. Wow, JBJ, you have more patience than me because I haven't even watched all the Shaft episodes.
I watched the intros of all of the ones that I'm not in to make sure that you make reference to me. That's all I watch.
I listen awesome. To most of them. I mean, the first run through. I don't like go back and listen to them, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, the first time
while we're here in the room, I normally listen to most of it.
Well, me and Maz, for a majority of them, weren't here.
Yeah,
so
that, you know. We don't have to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad y'all are here this week. Is Jay, like, always behind, or is he watching?
He only recently, in the last, what, 4 or 5 months, maybe longer than that, started watching. Yeah. So I think he started from episode one and has continued to watch all the way up to this point.
So it's almost 300 hours of Shaft.
Yeah.
Yeah. More Shaft than has been in anyone's ears ever. Yeah.
Ever. It's a world record.
And it won't get you thrown in jail as long as you don't do the things we say to do on
Australian
Four
jail.
And a half days of nonstop Shaft. 4.5 days just locked in a cave.
Oh god.
Yeah.
That's food. Insane.
That really leads to madness. Really. Yeah.
it's madness.
Hmm. Sure. Well, good luck and congratulations and all that good stuff.
And good job on catching up
on that thing in Montgomery.
And good luck.
Yeah.
Excavation station.
Ooh, yeah. Excavation station in the house once again.
Excavation station. In your patient.
So,
patient. I like that.
In your patient? So, yeah. Brent. I don't know what it means, but it rhymes.
The hospital hit you. Patience.
Yeah, and your patience. Yeah.
Go to
I've got a question.
Japan and get some
patience. Well, I was trying to voice my question before you tried to voice your question.
Well, okay, you got a question?
So, Brent.
Yes, sir.
What is this drivepop.com I keep hearing about all the time?
Oh, let me tell you about drivepop.com. They actually have a special deal just for listeners of our shows. You can go to drivepop.com/deadworkers. And you can read all about it, or you can listen to me, and I'll tell you a little bit about it. Basically, you can get a lifetime cloud backup for one computer, lifetime deal, $59.99.
So when you say lifetime, that's just, you know, I pay, like, is it a monthly fee, or is it?
That's, you pay it once.
It's really, the price once. Of Watch Dogs. But for life, all your stuff will be backed up automatically.
Yeah. Now this is their cloud. This is their cloud backup, which is only 512 gig of space for that one. Okay. But we also have an unlimited. This is the ultimate backup account. It's a lifetime again, mm-hmm. which once again you pay it once, and this is one computer, unlimited backup space. Unthrottled bandwidth, it's encrypted, a bunch of other really, really cool stuff. $89.99.
That's nice. The one we got. That's the one that's actually really, really good because you don't have to worry about caps or where, you know, I mean, just back up every drive you own, all of it.
And that's what you use basically back up all your raw files and stuff like that to make sure you still have access to it. In case tragedy happens.
Yeah. Like if our YouTube channel somehow got removed or YouTube blew up or something one day, we have all of our stuff up in the cloud.
Yeah.
If our channel, wait, that didn't make any sense. Oh, our house blew up and YouTube blew up, so we got no backups anymore.
Right.
Oh, wait, but we got DrivePop. Ooh, $89.99. Easy.
So, do you know what's amazing?
What?
If you go to drivepop.com, and you don't take advantage of the dead workers deal, it is a monthly subscription to this service. So only through the dead workers can you get a one-time pay-for-life business time.
Yeah. Yes. These are actually people that, well, we don't know them, but they actually live in the same town as us.
Yeah, they're here.
Well,
we should
go have
some
beers with those guys.
Yeah, they were going to come by the studio one night, and then we just didn't get it to work. But
they probably realize that they don't want to hang out with us.
Yeah. and like you said, like most of these are monthly plans. Even like Carbonite's like little crappy plan, it starts at $60 a month.
That's
whoa!
So... Yeah, you're talking $90 for lifetime. And if you think, like, if you're like some people where you have, like, you know, 3-4 computers and you just want to share the data and whatever and store it all for all of them, they actually have an ultimate plan, unlimited space, unlimited, not unthrottled, unlimited computers. All the computers in the world that you have for $149.
You could technically pay that once, $149, and then have people pay you to use your account.
But we are not endorsing that at all.
Not endorsing that.
It's probably too hard. It's probably a gray area there.
But basically now, instead of like throwing away your old computer, just put it in the garage, connected through Wi-Fi, and it's storage space, right? Yeah, or just backs it up for life. And if you ever need that file on there, it's there for you. Wow, I feel like this is the Drive Pop show.
We're always so excited about that one because that's a really awesome deal. And you have to do it before it like suddenly goes away. Yeah. They're going to contact us one day and say, okay, well, thanks for all the the business and everything, but it's no longer. And we'll be
please
like,
stop
oh,
saying that on your show.
Right?
No, it's actually true because like it's kind of funny when we were talking about like the continuous deal because we had just like a little bit better plan for the first month that we had the deal to get people. Mm-hmm. And when we were talking back and forth trying to find a deal that we could get for you guys, all the listeners, for like ever or at least until for a while, he gave this plan and then he kind of came back and was like I think he went too low, right? He was like maybe what if we did this plan? And it was a different plan, and it was a little bit more kind of on this. And then he came back and was like, okay, no, I said I would do that plan, so let's do that plan. So this is like drop bottom. Like, this is like, I don't think they really liked that they gave us this deal, but they're definitely living up to it. So thank them. I would
strongly recommend it. Anyway, we got excavation stations.
I feel
for
like we hit
fations.
The bumper again to remind people where we are.
I know, right? Yeah, sorry about that. Anyway, this first one here from Spartan K248 has an idea about dropping items. I think that when you are falling long distances, you should have a chance to drop the item you are currently holding. This would make sense because when you fall in real life, it's harder to hold on to something while you are falling.
Here's what I think. Just push the Q button when you're falling, and you'll drop it. Is that what he does? He want to be able to drop items for no reason?
Yeah, I think he's trying to make it more realistic. Like, I don't think the falling is why people drop the items. I think it's the hard landing which causes
the shock of falling if it's unexpected.
Like, you might actually like clench onto it, like you're grabbing onto something, right? Yeah. So you might hold it harder, but then when you hit.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you fumble.
That's why all your bones break and your muscles.
Oh, your arm just falls off.
You can't really hold on to it anymore.
Well, but I don't think, as you were kind of alluding to, that falling in and of itself doesn't make it harder to hold on to stuff.
Right. I agree with you.
So he wants, if you like drop off a ledge or something, whatever you're holding in your hand gets left on the ledge.
Or
is that what he wants?
Or just randomly flung away from you.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and I think it's a random chance, not like every time.
What a ridiculous idea!
Ridiculous.
So the killer of dreams, Maz has spoken.
Wow. Yeah. At least does Notch like that or not? I wonder. Hey, Notch.
I kind of like that.
See, he likes it. Maz hates it. It's the difference between Swedes and Australians, I guess.
Yeah. Notch doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's like, whatever makes people buy it again.
It's the difference between rich people and. Not so rich people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, well, cool. I think it's Spartan K248.
Yeah, thank you. Corn syrup Ganmer 54 wants corn crops. Ooh. Delicious. We have wheat, we have carrots and potatoes, but no corn? It's like one of the best stuff ever. I want to have corn crops in Minecraft. Cause corns are the best. Ain't that right, Mr. Copeland?
What? Why? Because you're corny?
I know some corns ladies.
Awesome.
that would tell you that corns are not the best.
Corns.
It's really when you take really juicy poops after eating corn.
Juicy poops. That sounds like a breakfast cereal.
And it looks like Mr. Lever Lover floating in the commode because of where the kernels hit.
Wake up to a great bowl of juicy poops.
Juicy poops. Freeze them. Lick them. They're good.
So why is he directing that towards you? Did you have some kind of corn?
Who knows? There's just stuff that comes out of Brent's mouth. Who knows?
This one's somebody on his side.
But it didn't work.
I like corn. It's a stupid idea. How many times do we have to say we don't want no more food?
I actually have a recipe for a dish that I love to make. I usually make it every year. I'll try to make some for us maybe. Brunswick stew.
Yeah,
Brunswick stew. And I actually used 4 cans of corn in it. 2 cream corn and 2, kernel corn.
Like the stuff you just kind of drain off instead of...
Yeah, but see, my secret to the recipe, because you use 4 cans of corn, and then you use like 2 cans of tomatoes, and 2 cans of... it's a bunch of cans of corn. Like, I sit there and like for an hour, I'm just opening cans. I don't drain anything.
Okay.
I leave the juice in there instead of pouring water in there. And I think it gets a little more of the flavor.
It adds more flavor. Oh. Yeah. You're right about that. What were we talking about?
Corn.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, I don't mind corn. But lately, one of my favorite snacks has been canned peas. Like English peas. Oh, yeah. Like, I'll just heat up a can, throw some pepper in there, a little salt.
Stop buying things in a can, America.
It's nice and mushy. You buy it all new and fresh.
Buy it
all
in
like crisp and crunchy.
Yeah, we don't like fresh.
We like
fresh
mush.
Vegetables here.
We don't have many teeth left after all the sugary drinks. We gotta have mushy stuff.
That would be corn syrup.
I wish you hadn't mentioned sugary drinks because I kind of want one now. There are many mods that add corn to the game.
That's true.
Oh, wait. The guy's name is...
Why don't you just retexture pack wheat to corn?
Yeah.
Pork chops to corn chips. There you go. That'll do.
And his name has the word corn in it.
Corn syrup. Yeah.
Yeah. Just noticed that.
Do you think that this guy is just some executive from the corn industry?
I think so.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe the cow
Does
industry.
He know that he's not going to make any
Doritos.
Money for there being corn
Doritos wants their sponsor money in Minecraft.
You know, you can actually see a really good documentary about the detrimental effects of corn in the U.S., King Corn, I think, on Netflix.
Yeah, that's right.
And you'll see like the shady crap that is the reason why corn is so cheap and why cows will kill people because of corn.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
you can watch that using a free trial from netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
Yeah.
That's right.
It all just comes back around.
Full circle.
So, Mauricio.
And this is Uncle Maurice again.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Wants lifesavers. Wants the fruity... delicious candies that you put in your mouth and suck
well, they
on.
Make they make corn minty syrup. Ones as well. Don't
they make corn ones, corn lifesavers,
yeah. Corn like, syrup. I think they use.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No,
but they make minty ones as well. Don't.
Oh, that's
not,
true.
It's not just fruit.
That's true. And so what do y'all think about
that?
I
like fruit tingles better. Fruit tingles are better.
So what he actually wants is since boats in Minecraft are kind of. Buggy. I think we should have lifesavers when you right click it. while on hand, you will automatically float while on water. Oh, and it seems like Brent can't pronounce my name last week.
Oh,
Mauricio.
I thought I was misreading that, but no, I read it exactly as it was written.
You did good. You did good, Efra.
Done good,
Mauricio.
No. Poison
first
party
of all, I don't think boats are buggy. I think they operate exactly as they're coded. They're just paper thin.
Yeah, they're crappy boats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We hate the boats. Does anybody like the boats?
No.
No.
Like coming up to the shore and it just explodes. Like that's weird to me.
Like
yeah.
As opposed to having lifesavers, I would much rather have boats that don't just explode.
There's no reason for it to explode either. It's what?
I mean, you hit a squid.
A lily pad. How can a lily pad break a boat made out of wood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that kind of makes
Am I right?
That made
you're,
my
you're right. You're so so right. So right.
Like that, the anger I just felt at boats just made my head hurt a little bit. That's really weird.
Well, see why I tried to redirect the question to fruity candies that you can suckle on.
Suckle.
Anyway, the next question
from poison or idea, party sorry. Mode.
Poison party mode.
That sounds dangerous.
Whoa. Wants harvesting. When you harvest wheat or any crop, why don't you just pick it up? It fits with the animation of punching it, and you don't have to jump in and out of water. Maybe seeds can still drop all over the place. I don't know.
Actually, I kind of like that idea that instead of you breaking the plant and it spitting out random items, when you do the animation of breaking it, you automatically just pick up the wheat and it not be flung somewhere. I like that part. And the seeds, like he said, can just fall and you can pick them up as you would now. So I kind of like that.
I kind of like that. Sure.
I don't mind it either.
It sounds like someone hasn't built an automatic wheat farm that kind of pushes it all to you or into other things.
Oh, right. Like with water and
droppers.
Stuff.
Right. Poppers.
Pull Shark Wizard made one on the
server
one time. That's right.
I'm not saying that it can't be broken in the wheat fall, but if you're just harvesting, like if you're stealing some villagers' wheat,
yeah,
I would much rather just grab it.
Grab
and
run.
Than have to, you know.
It's like a dine and dash.
Yeah. Like I wanted to be as quick as possible, and this whole having to jump in water to grab the. Yeah,
maybe
just slowing
maybe
down.
If you use a hoe, to hit it, then you should pick it up because that's kind of what you should be doing to weed anyway. You should hoe it, right?
Oh.
But if you use anything else, it just drops to the floor.
Okay, here's a trick you can use. This is what we use on my farm in the Shaftlands. Mm-hmm. Is I've covered the water next to the wheat, so I have water running between each row, and I've covered it all with lily pads. So I can just run around on the lily pads and not have to jump in the water.
As long as you're not in the boat.
In the boat, or it will F you up. It will just F the crap out of you.
It will.
Wow.
Self-beeping. I like it.
Self-beeping. Who doesn't like some self-beeping? Beeping.
I don't. So, amazingly enough,
So we got a lot of YouTube comments last week.
We're at the end of the podcast. That's
Here's a YouTube comment from someone on the last episode from Try to Be Cool. He comments on episode 184. Says, "Here's a suggestion, Afro. Put your mouth close to the mic every single time you speak. Thank you. Can't hear you half the time. Sorry for yelling."
My answer is no.
No.
You're gonna have to keep your hand on the dial, and every time Afro talks, just turn it up real fast. Turn it down. Turn it up. Turn it down.
I'd like to keep everyone on their toes.
I thought that was one of you in the show notes just.
Somebody in the show notes is being a douche.
Eric's angry. Eric or Matt?
That's a nicer way of putting that, but anyway.
Also, another comment here from Thin White Male said, "It's a hard D," a quote from Maz last episode. Also, another good one here from Sugar Mastodon right here on YouTube says, "Maz's kid impressions are the funniest." I don't know what he was doing on that episode, but I guess he did some sort of
He was probably talking
something.
About the Australian bush again.
Probably so. So leave some comments on these videos. Maybe we'll read these out and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And also, we need a reboot, don't we?
And also, if you're watching live, you can tweet at us, at Debt Workers.
You sure can, and we can see it right now.
Hey, we got one from Pedro.
Half-Life 3.
Confirmed.
What?
Confirmed.
Yep, it's going to be in Australia.
Oh, good.
It doesn't make any sense.
They're going to play it at Minecon in England.
You're renaming Minecon to be Half-Life 3.
That's right. You heard it here first. Just don't sue us.
Yeah. And also don't believe us.
Yes, don't listen to us.
Right, brah. Get on that.
So you can submit your ideas and comments and listener contributions to submit.debtworkers.com.
Yes.
Right. Call us at 256-812-1010. leave a voicemail, and we will air it on some show in the future.
Yeah, let's do that soon.
Yeah.
And check us out every Thursday night. Follow us on Twitch, and we'll let you know when we're live, and watch us. Have fun. Join the party. And we'll see you next time. Because next time...
What the crap? Hey, Maz.
Is that your kid impression?
Yes.
Maz,
did you
give us...
forget about that?
Maz, give us three words, sir.
Big, beefy bunions.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. It's not radio. It's The Shaft.